Hey y'all, Antoinette here, and I am inviting you. Hey y'all, Antoinette here, and I am inviting you to take a bite out of summer with HelloFresh. From chef-curated seasonal recipes to their very new Fresh and Fit summer menu, HelloFresh brings flavor right to your door. And if you're looking to eat well this summer, HelloFresh's menu features calorie smart and protein smart lunch and dinner options. HelloFresh makes it easy to reach your food goals with flavor recipes that will definitely leave you feeling satisfied. Also, HelloFresh gets that you want options when it comes to what to make for dinner, not just the same old tired thing all the time. That's why they offer 40 recipes to choose from. Did you get that? 40 recipes to choose from every single week. So you'll never get bored and you can always find something new to try and love. Listen, it's peak time for summer produce and HelloFresh makes sure you get all of the best picks all season long. Their ingredients travel from the farm to your door in less than 7 days for a quality you can taste. I recently made the Gouda Vibes burger with tomato, onion, jam, and potato wedges, and I must say, this was one of the best burgers I have ever had. It was absolutely delicious. All of the ingredients were fresh, they were quality, and they were bursting with flavor. So what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/ATWCurls50 and use code ATWCurls50 for 50% off plus free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/ATWCurls50 and use code ATWCurls50 for 50% off plus free shipping.
Hey yo. Oh my god.
It's your girl Shanti.
And it's Antoinette.
And you are listening to Around the Way Curls. We are two Philly bred best friends who strive to produce content that is authentic, unapologetic, and exalting of the magic we see in ourselves and in you.
Join us as we oscillate between love and light and money and dicks. Because duality is a thing. Yizzo. So everyone. You will see that this is coming out early, and you're probably like, why? Well, we this week are joined by a special guest, Mr. Armani White, who is an artist, rapper, musician from Philly. And my dumbass, while we were recording this episode, forgot to press record for the video for our patrons. And I was hella disappointed, and we ended up, as a result, staying on the call after the episode was over and just, like, chopping it up. And he gave me permission to air this as well, because this is actually more of the meat and potatoes of who Armani is and his personality, which was why I wanted to bring him on in the first place. You know, we talk, Shanti's quizzing us. We go from being quizzed on Black history to just talking about our wildest dreams and defining what freedom is for us individually. And I think this will give you a good sense of who he is before we explore who he is as an artist and a musician. So please enjoy this bonus episode, because he was dropping jewels. He was dropping gems, baby. Like, we older than him, but he was schooling us to some shit. And it was like, I think there's some things that we talked about that I'll actually revisit as I navigate my little life. So without further ado, here's the bonus episode. And don't hate me, because the audio is from the Zoom recording.
Wow. Okay. You're just so taken aback, just so
relax.
Starstruck. Yeah.
You know. I was starting, right, you're right. Because I was expecting a man, you know. Wow, I'm so upset. Y'all, I didn't record the episode. What are we going to tell our patrons?
God. You gotta take your sweatshirt off, Armani.
Fuck it.
Yes, go ahead.
I didn't even know it was a video. I would have got dressed.
No, we want you as you are. Just stand up real quick.
I'm not wearing
anything.
Take
your hoodie off.
Do we want you as you are?
I can't believe I just did that.
Jeez.
You know this shit gonna bother me with my type
ass. Let's take this time to issue out a public apology. Come on. I mean, I'll be here with you through, you know, through all of it.
All right, get close.
You gotta get close, Armani. Real close. Come on.
This is how we talk to our people.
You gotta get closer.
So stupid. We legit do this.
No, you gotta move that mic out of the way. We gotta see real close.
Oh, okay. This is all me.
Yeah, there it is.
All right, y'all. I would like to apologize. This shit hurt, right? Because I did not record this episode. And I'm going to come up with some shit to give y'all. I really am. This was a mistake. I'm human. I'm learning to accept my mistakes.
Amen.
But I'm not going to repeat my mistakes because this was completely unacceptable. This was not professional. And I'm just going to do better. I was just so excited to have a star on with us. You know, I had to really jump through a lot of hoops.
I don't think you're close enough, Armani.
I'm here. I had to turn my light skin filter on.
I had to jump through so many.
I have no idea what's happening right now. They're going to start this video and be like, what the fuck is happening?
I know, for real. I didn't record the episode. I cannot believe I didn't do that. And
you can listen to it on our
Shanti, like, y'all be all right. I am so sorry. I'm sick. Armani, can you take your shirt off and give us a spin to make it worth the peak?
I have three other shirts on under this.
It ain't even that goddamn cold now.
Nah, it's cold. It's definitely cold.
You ain't got no heat on in the house. That's why.
Yo, no. I was trying to be fly. I just came off throwing snowballs and getting Jamaican food.
It ain't no rogue Jamaican food in Philly. And we know this.
Wait, Sean, do you believe
this? This is so true. Oh,
man. That's true.
There's no Jamaican food. There's no Trinidadian food. There's like no Trini food at all. There's no ethnic food.
There's no.
This breaks my heart.
But our Chinese food is the best.
Is it?
Yes.
Our Chinese food is the best. I don't get good food when I go to New York, like ever.
Because you're not going to the right places.
I
went to all of them. All of them.
No,
places.
You didn't.
You went to all of them.
You went to all the places, Armani.
Like, yeah. I went to Ruby Tuesday.
Fridays.
He was like, I went to all the motherfuckers. It's a Crown Fry right up there.
Exactly. I went to all the places. I went to every single one of them. He's just not cutting it.
Name
I told
seven
you,
of them that you the went only to good, of all the places.
Why seven?
The only good restaurant that's in New York is what did I tell you? Spuds, the French fry one.
Armani
Nigga,
White.
Shut up.
I'm you telling
stop.
You.
You're upsetting me. Spuds only, is good, but you're tripping. There's so much good food here.
Go ahead, name some, please.
There's fish cheeks, which is like the best shit you'll ever have in your life. It'll turn it? You out.
What is it? I think I had it. That's funny.
I got these internet. We need to start using these Black History flashcards.
All right, do it now. It's Black History Month. Armani, you do not have to stay on this fucking phone with us.
No, I'm here. I don't know anything about Black History.
I know.
I think I might unfollow you.
Damn. See, I'm losing all my light skins.
I can't figure out how we started even following each other in the first place.
He gave
goddamn
you them
place.
Fucking fire signs.
He got these fire.
He definitely
movies.
Pulled
you
them
just
got fiery
movies. You just got to find the pictures.
I'm going to go through the picture.
Is that your go-to is fire or the heart? Like, the fire is, there's like heart
the
signs.
The heart's too much. People too can much. Screenshot that and send that out.
And then it's the fire.
You see my bouquet? I be throwing a bouquet now.
You get bitches flowers?
You don't see my flowers?
I've never gotten flowers from you.
No, I just put them on everything. I put them on all my posts.
Oh, no, I don't be on your page like...
Damn.
Okay. I see them now.
You just
I'm
comment on them when you see it. Okay.
I comment on the one thing when I had to call you out. And you pinned my comment. And I was
but
like...
there was flowers on that.
There weren't flowers. There's no flowers on this one. The last one has it. King.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to start throwing. I'm going to throw some flowers under your pictures, just so you know.
Yeah, throw some flowers. Give her
Were you scared to hang out of this little car like this? I feel like this is dangerous.
What car am I hanging out of?
You got the... You old knowing or whatever. And the Danny Mac drunk. It's the first
one. Oh, no. That was fire. I enjoyed that very much.
you know what my dream is for us, Internet?
What?
My biggest dream for us.
It's for me to freestyle again and kill it.
It's to us reenact the Otis video.
Oh, that's my dream with you.
That's my favorite video. And that's like my biggest dream. That's the type of energy that I want. If we ever make it big, it's like, how can we?
Bitch, we are big when we make it big.
Yeah, I don't think you should wait. I think you should do it.
We tried to reenact it.
With what did you have?
We had nothing.
In the parking lot with a
in the weeds. It was itchy.
In the weeds?
We had no car. Like, we could have had a Honda Civic. Like,
y'all didn't have a car either?
No!
That's what this is. That's the play on this.
Oh.
It didn't register.
He doesn't.
But we need to have, like,
no, I that's see it my now, dream. Though.
Like, for us to be in a car cackling. Like, oh, yes. This is my favorite video. I miss Kanye and Jay-Z.
I know.
And I, too, love Kanye. I he's not canceled in my book. I listen to him at least once a week. But I'm really surprised that you don't like
him. Canceled. Though.
You're really surprised that I'm like, what?
I think that Kanye's been praying, right? And I think that prayers do not go unanswered. I really don't think that because Kanye may be disturbed or he has mental disabilities, that his prayers aren't unanswered. And I think that God is tapping in with his... I hope that he dissolves his relationship with Kim Kardashian. I think that's a divine...
Why do you hate her so much?
No, I think that that's connected to his prayers. I think he wants to be stripped of a lot. And I think that that's going... And I don't think his stripping has to do with him producing good music for us. I don't... He may have fucking had his prime and that's it. Like, what we got from Kanye was, that's it. But I really want him to find peace. And he's never canceled for me. That's one person I can't cancel him. I can't.
You want to hold him, don't you?
I just fuck with him. No, I can't cancel Kanye.
I never said Kanye was canceled. Kanye did too. Kanye kind of taught me how to write a song without actually teaching me. So I can never cancel him. I was just saying that his last couple years of content wasn't necessarily the... you know, holding up to whatever the other stuff was that made me fall in love with him as a kid or fall in love with his music, I'd say.
What's your favorite Kanye album?
It's between 808s and it's between 808s and I want to say Graduation. I don't know.
But y'all remember the mixtape that leaked before Graduation?
What was it called?
It was the joint that had the Mos Def song on it.
Oh, good. I'm not sure anymore. More who is walking at my door?
No, I don't know that one.
I don't want to say goodbye to you.
No, good. It had the good. Was good?
The good music?
Yeah, not good. Let me see this. God, my brain doesn't work like that.
I don't
want
to say goodbye to you. So I'll just say goodnight to you. That's not that one?
To you.
Jeez, that's my shit. Whatever. I like that song.
Why don't I know that?
That was in between Late Registration. I like Late Registration a lot.
Yeah.
What's your favorite one?
I love 808s. I really do. I was like, I felt him on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I felt that. And it was so different. It was so bold. It was so bold.
Right.
And I even like My Beautiful Dark Twisted
That's my shit.
Fantasy. I even fuck with that.
The Life of Pablo bangs us the fuck well. Like, yeah, he was The Life of Pablo? But
The Life of Pablo, the thing about that was annoying to me, I just couldn't get over, that was with Blood on the Leaves, right?
No, that was Yeezus.
Oh, that was Yeezus.
Yeezus was bad. Or not
yeah,
bad,
I just was like, the production was there, but like, what the fuck was he talking about?
Yeah, I wasn't into that.
What a missed opportunity.
Oh my goodness.
What was Life of Pablo?
That was with all of the lights. All of the lights.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
All the lights was not on Life of Pablo.
Oh.
Tell her.
Lights was on. Highlights was on.
Oh no, this is ultralight beam. Oh my
God. Ultralight beam. Now that's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Ultralight beam.
Yeah.
Just that whole song, just like.
Father, stretch my hands, that Jones fire.
Fade?
Yeah. Fade.
30 hours.
I love him. I mean, he can't be gone. Listen, just get away from Kim. I really think that
You know what? That's a perfect. I actually think that girl loves him, but it's a perfect example of like two people that love each other that like not a good idea. Like what drives her is what like I think ruins him and depletes him.
Okay.
Like that fame and shit. I think it eats him up, whether he knows it or not.
That's beautiful.
I think I think the things that he fell in love with her for are the things that he's trying to plunge out of himself.
Yeah, like, he's also bad for her. Like, cause Kim can be her fucking self. Like, Kim want to trick on a nigga and put on a whole nude outfit. Kim go, but he's like, I don't like my woman. Why are you wearing that? Yeah. I don't want my daughter to do that.
Yeah, and but he's like, also nigga, like, why are you wearing that? But then dresses her up like a Barbie as well.
But see, the toxic me is super. I like the woman who wears those outfits.
That's why is that bit. Toxic?
Not necessarily toxic, but like the man who's secure or who is insecure is like, I want my woman to be clothed up. Like, you know, I don't want my woman to be showing too revealing, different things like that. I like that in the sense of like, show them what they can't have.
But he did. I think that he like Kanye, Amber Rose, Kanye, he loved that shit. But now with his religious thing is like,
it's in conflict
like,
with
he's like struggle. In conflict with himself. And he just is like, what? But that church beat that he does when he's on the fucking piano.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But I don't think I don't think people should have a textbook relationship with God. That's no, my personal can't. Opinion. It's just because it's too, you know, it's too, I don't know, it's too many like in between lines that go into it. Like even with the Bible, like if you read it all literal, you'd be stoning niggas and you know, and casting women out of their households and shit like that. Like
they do that in a lot.
Don't get me on the Bible, because the language is different. The language, like the whole Virgin Mary thing, virgin meant young. It did not mean virgin back then. It meant young woman.
So she was popping. That's what you're saying.
She was a young woman who was married.
She popping.
Yeah, she was probably in for fucking Rose. She was like, I just got mad about the bus it wide the fuck open for Joseph and them.
Shanti don't like this.
Shanti. I know. I'm trying to look up on my Black
Shanti's
history.
Shanti's with the shit. Oh, we got to do Black History Month.
All right, y'all ready for this?
Armani, are you sure?
I'm here.
Right, we can all do this. Okay. I'm not going to name, you're going to name this figure, okay? I'm going to give facts about him, okay?
Oh, this is going to be hilarious. I'm about to get all these wrong.
Uh-huh. Born in the Jim Crow South, moved to Detroit. Converted to Islam and studied under Master Fard. After becoming Master Fard's representative, he became the leader.
Farrakhan?
Yes.
A king.
No, that's not Farrakhan. I'm sorry, I lied
it's
to
not
you.
Farrakhan?
No.
Isn't it Malcolm?
It's
Malcolm, right?
No.
No, it's
oversaw the red. Largest growth in the history of Nation of Islam.
It begin with F.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, there it is. The light skinned nigga. We ain't gonna talk about colorism when we talk about men.
Oh, here we go.
Your king was light.
Okay. All right, y'all got this. I got y'all. Okay. One of the most successful Black economies in American history.
Black Wall Street.
There it is.
That was easy. Give me
the you gotta be quicker, pumpkin face.
No, she in the beginner cards. Throw the green
politician, educator, and author. First African American woman elected to the United States
Condoleezza
Congress.
Rice.
No. The first African-American this is what it is. The first African-American candidate for a major party's nomination for Shirley president. Chisholm. Yes.
What
yes.
the hell is that?
Nick, fix it. Fix it, young man. Shirley Practice. Chisholm, write it down. I want to see you on your
phone. I got to get these to JoJo.
Yeah, my phone's done.
No, you got a pen. You a writer. You got a pen and paper.
We got ask somebody this shit down. This is the Valentine's Day shit,
you need to write
too.
A fucking song about Shirley Chisholm.
About Shirley Chisholm?
Name drop Shirley Chisholm in that bitch. What? Bitches be wide open. Like, oh, he's smart.
I make a mental note right now. Let me write it down.
You're welcome.
Look up Shirley Chisholm. She had masked out, too.
How you spell Chisholm?
C-H-I-S-M. Chisholm.
C-H-I-S-H-O-L-M.
No, I just put a Zism at the end. It's cool.
Ism. You can rhyme Shirley Chisholm. There's so much shit you can rhyme with that.
I don't see it, but you know, I'm gonna find it.
But didn't you say
my third eye not open?
Didn't you
right
say
now.
You don't even write the lyrics first? You just start mumbling, like you come up with like the.
So I'm gonna just mumble Shirley Chisholm a bunch.
Mumble Shirley Chisholm a bunch of times will come to you, King.
Okay.
You ain't even gotta pay me for that.
All right. This is a practice. It refers to the denial of services or selectively raised prices to residents of certain areas based on racial or ethnic composition of those areas. I sound like fucking T.I.
Are you okay?
Wait, that sentence was so long. Say it again.
Thanks. What often lend to lower income whites, but
oh,
not
I know this.
Middle and upper income blacks.
I know this. What is this?
Practice of marking a red line on
redlining.
A map. All right, that's what
redlining. Redlining.
The answer was in the. All right.
I know.
Context clues.
I gave it to you.
You're all like right, 0-3.
No, I didn't.
No, who did you get? You got Elijah Muhammad. Oh, you did.
I got Elijah Muhammad. He said Farrakhan.
It'd be the light skinned niggas that know more too.
Okay. I told you. Y'all be doing too much to try and be.
If he was white and black, if he was Jesse Williams, Jesse would have had my ass.
Yeah. So
Jesse would have been like,
y'all overcompensating for y'all color, man. You know what I mean?
Jesse would have been like, sit down, say less.
First black actor to play Shakespeare's Othello on Broadway.
Sidney Poitier.
Athlete and performing artist who became involved with civil rights movement. This is a hard one.
That's the same person? Don't stop. I want to know.
No, nah, but what to begin with?
A P.
P.
He played baseball.
I'm having a hard time believing that you know. Wait, this person was on Broadway.
He was an actor and an athlete and then became a civil rights advocate.
Paul Robeson.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm amazing.
No, she didn't guess that. She didn't guess that.
Yes, I said, did. You said
it. Right, this is important. This is important.
Well, I had that.
This is important. My tongue dream.
I never knew what Paul Robeson did.
He sang too.
Isn't that a school?
Born. Now this should be a dead getaway. All right.
Giveaway.
Get away.
Your nails fly. Let me see.
Ew.
Oh, bitch.
Was born in San Domingo, Haiti.
Wyclef.
No, this should have been the episode. I'm dead, yo. He said Wyclef the Jean.
All right, y'all not gonna get that. Y'all not gonna get that.
Why would you not believe in us?
He helped in the Haitian Revolution.
All right, well, give us the answer, Queen.
Jean-Baptiste.
Oh,
I knew that.
Yeah, you did. I know that. All right, y'all got this. Come on.
I'm hot.
Armani.
Armani. Come on, get one.
Armani, you got this.
It's 3-0 right now, right?
It's like 6-0,
maybe.
I
don't know.
All right.
Come on.
Made her fortune by developing and marketing a line of beauty and hair products for black
women. You got it. Ding, 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 ding.
You got it.
Accurate.
Name the first person to do it. That's very true. World's most successful female entrepreneur of her time. First black.
You know who this is. They did a movie about her.
Made millionaire. in America?
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Come on. Begins with an M. Madam.
Madam is Madam, Madam, Madam CJ Walker.
All right, yeah, Kate. Come on. Ooh, he is smart too. Oh my God. Yeah, like, yeah. Damn.
Yo, yo.
I'm gonna get him some fibbers.
Listen, I knew it started with a madam, but for some reason it was like madam was in my head and Mona Scott Young was in my head. No, I was, not Mona Scott. I was flipping a coin on which one to go with.
Mona Scott.
Won the gold medal in the light heavyweight division at the 1960 Summer Olympics. Mm-hmm. Widely regarded as one of the most significant and celebrated sports figures of the 20th century.
Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
Come on, come on, catch up.
Yeah. Baby, I'm staying quiet. I'm gonna let you catch up.
It's still 3-2. It's still 3-2.
It's not 3-2.
It's definitely 3-2.
That's some around the way arithmetic if I ever heard it, baby.
It's definitely 3-2.
Okay. Now this is the game breaker now.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
Yes, this is. 3-2. How can I do this without giving it away? Don't all right, you just read if you know it, you know it. If you don't, Antoinette's gonna know it. I already know it, but we'll see. Openly address the racial inequality prevalent, follow me now, in the United States with the song Mississippi Goddamn.
Nina Simone.
All right.
Yo, you didn't even let her finish this sentence. Know. Oh my God.
We need a buzzer.
Armani, can you tell me who won?
No. We're doing a first right. to seven.
All right,
first
this is seven. Now this is right a game now. Tie because the Antoinette might not know this one or how to bet. Okay.
Bitch, you are really rooting against me.
No, I'm not. This is a era. Ah, fuck. I'm not going to
an era.
I just gave
an
it away.
Era.
I gave
no,
it
you
away.
Did it.
Yes, I did.
Jim Crow era. Was that the answer?
No. Okay.
Harlem Renaissance? What was it?
Yeah. Y'all don't know this one. I know you don't.
You don't know this one either. What the fuck is you talking about?
President of Ghana from 1960 to 1966.
Pass. Call phone a friend. I don't know.
To begin with, yeah, show my Ghanaese man.
Kwame, we were just talking Kwame. About a Kwame.
You know a Kwame?
Kwame.
Yeah, I know a Kwame. He's not well.
Yo.
We're rooting for him. It's a long story. Shout out to you. You know who you are.
All right. All right, y'all. Now listen, because there's some big words, niggas. Explored.
Put your tea out there.
Palpable, yet unspoken intricacies of racial, sexual and class distinctions in Western societies. Fictionalized fundamental personal questions and dilemmas amongst Black people, but also gay and bisexual men, while depicting some internalized obstacles. Published a long essay, The Fire Next Time, in which he predicted the outbursts of Black anger to come. Novelist, playwright, poet, and African American.
Oh, if you.
What did we begin with?
He was gay. James Baldwin.
Yes. Yeah.
James Baldwin was gay.
Baby. Yes, James baby. Baldwin was out here, baby.
Ugh.
Armani, no, we're gonna have to unpack
Armani.
That.
No.
You about
no.
to get dragged? What does that mean? And dropped. Now, when you need
we're not
going to
get dragged. We're not dragging anybody. We're letting this brother talk.
Fuck a manager. You need PR help now.
Wait. That had nothing to do with him being gay. I was mad about the fact that you knew that. That had nothing to do with him being gay.
Everybody that knows that he timing. Was gay. Anyway.
All right, we forgive you, King.
Now, this is deep. This is deep now. Helped poor and needy families in her Mississippi community.
Rosa Parks.
Voting rights activist, civil rights leader.
Fannie Lou Hamer. Mm-hmm. I'm a fucking
Who the fuck are these people?
Fannie Lou Hamer was the one who said, "I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired." Yeah. Fannie Lou Hamer is the reason why your raggedy ass can vote, if you can vote. Because I don't know, you know.
Philly. All right, this is the last.
It's tricky
because y'all wearing it's me tricky. Out. I gotta get JoJo to know this shit.
JoJo.
This is my nigga.
You know
right
who
here.
JoJo is? Do you listen to
this?
Around
is
the way,
deep
Carl?
Cuts. If y'all know this, this is deep cuts. Now y'all ready?
Look at these faces you making. I didn't even get to answer a question. Go ahead.
Wrote about melanin theory, a claim that white people are the genetically defective descendants of albino mutants.
I love whoever this is. I don't know. Who wrote that?
Hold on, we'll say it again.
Hey, Armand, he Googled it. Ooh. Yeah. I see him like,
y'all don't know this. You have to know this.
Go ahead, let him Google. Let him
phone. Right. In 1991, wrote the ISIS Papers, Keys to the Colors, a collection of 25 essays examining the...
As someone that has textured and curly hair, I am so excited to share Clairol Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for us, the curly, coily girls. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving your curls and your shine. Do y'all know about Clairol Textures and Tones? Because guess what? You finna learn something today. They give you brilliant color and moisture with zero ammonia. Okay? That is almost unheard of. It's quick. It's easy to use. There are 12, count that, 12 new upgraded texture-loving shades just for us. We can feel proud to be able to transform our hair and ourselves right at home. Girls, this is going to save us a lot of time and money. So remember, it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it's so me.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Neuroses of white supremacy. This is Dr. Umar 101.
Dr. Wow. Francis Crest
Welsing. Now,
you can't
have to know
the
that.
The fact that the screen is changing on your face, that does not count.
Antoinette, we need to make this a part of our daily, this is a part of our podcast now. We have to have a Black History round. But we're going to teach
people.
People
know. I knew it. I missed like two.
You knew the correct name.
Like, you don't know who John Horse is.
You don't know who he is either.
You just got the cards, bitch.
You don't know who Martin Delaney is.
You don't know
not yet,
Delaney
but I will.
Not yet.
I'm getting better every
day. You don't know who
day.
Jomo Kenyatta is. I heard that not name yet. Before.
He's I know Jomo Kenyatta.
Let's talk about
is Benjamin Banneker in there.
I don't know.
I wrote a book report on him in the third grade. I did.
Let's talk about Haile Selassie. Give me one fact about Haile Selassie that you know.
Inshallah.
Oh, that is all wrong. Nope. Give me two facts, Armani, about Huey P. Newton.
Come on, King.
It's the Black Panthers, right? It's the Black Panthers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Black Panthers. All we need to know?
Is that it?
Yeah, he died. All right,
give us
point.
Two facts about the Black Panthers.
On what coast were they established? East Coast, West Coast.
Wasn't it? I thought the Black Panthers was like Midwest.
You thought they was in Utah?
Not Utah. Then it was West Coast.
West Coast, Oakland, baby. Yeah. All right.
What else? What did they establish that children benefit from every day that they don't get credit for until now? Free breakfast program. Yeah. Breakfast program.
So yeah, I told you ain't have to tell me nothing.
You know it. You know it. Yeah, baby. Come on, man. Put it in a song.
They don't talk about that. They don't tell you that in school. That's not what they tell you.
Hey, y'all. Antoinette here, and I am inviting you. Hey, y'all. Antoinette here, and I am inviting you to take a bite out of summer with HelloFresh. From chef-curated seasonal recipes to their very new Fresh and Fit summer menu, HelloFresh brings flavor right to your door. And if you're looking to eat well this summer, HelloFresh's menu features calorie-smart and protein-smart lunch and dinner options. HelloFresh makes it easy to reach your food goals with flavor recipes that will definitely leave you feeling satisfied. Also, HelloFresh gets that you want options when it comes to what to make for dinner, not just the same old tired thing all the time. That's why they offer 40 recipes to choose from. Did you get that? 40 recipes to choose from every single week. So you'll never get bored and you can always find something new to try and love. Listen, it's peak time for summer produce, and HelloFresh makes sure you get all of the best picks all season long. Their ingredients travel from the farm to your door in less than 7 days for a quality you can taste. I recently made the Gouda Vibes Burger with tomato, onion, jam, and potato wedges, and I must say, this was one of the best burgers I have ever had. It was absolutely delicious. All of the ingredients were fresh, they were quality, and they were bursting with flavor. So what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/ATWCurls50 and use code ATWCurls50 for 50% off plus free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/ATWCurls50 and use code ATWCurls50 for 50% off plus free shipping.
See?
Yo, I'm scrapping the podcast. This is the episode. Well, I'm so sorry. I'm so disappointed in myself.
It's okay.
This is what we're adding, though.
Who is that?
It's my husband. Let me see.
Yeah, right.
That's a king, baby.
He's like John Street.
No, he didn't.
Not John Street. What's
JoJo going to notice? That's for sure. JoJo going to be like, who? Jomo Kenyatta.
Who is JoJo Armani? Because he said he listened. He said he fuck with us. So let's see.
JoJo.
Who's JoJo?
Keep her
Shanti
mouth. You don't know nothing about. Okay. All right.
How old is JoJo?
I don't know.
Around. Around. Is she a baby? What is she?
No, she probably like 4 or 5.
Then
oh, baby JoJo.
She's 10.
Is she 10?
You tried it.
No, JoJo's the best.
She really is. She's the best person. I wouldn't be here for
is she better than me?
Yes, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, she's
damn. Really,
she is better than you, Antoinette. She's going to be better than you.
She is.
Come on. Armani, what do you think when people say they want to be seen? Do you want to be seen, Armani?
What do you mean?
What do you think?
Telling.
Nah, see? She don't want to be seen. She froze.
Yeah, you froze, sis. Say it again. Say it again. He was like,
right. Yeah.
What do you think when a woman wants to be seen? What do you think when she says like "see me"? What do you?
Yeah, no, women don't say that to me. So yeah,
what do they say to you?
What do they say to you?
They're like, "Can I stay?
You gonna let me spend the night?"
Nah, yeah, yo, women usually kind of they kind of just unspoken agreement their way into spending the night, and then you got to tell them like,
"Oh, so you." Mm-hmm.
I what?
Money.
What?
What a wonderful life you have ahead. What a wonderful life you're living. What an exciting time.
Women don't spend the night here. There's only one woman who spends the night. Women don't like
you. You fucking know. Mad women.
What?
No, he got somebody that's gonna wash his hair. They got his ring light right now.
Exactly. Come on, man. You gotta keep up. You gotta keep up.
Claimer.
No, we caught that immediately.
Immediately.
Keep up.
He said keep up. I was like, ding, 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 ding. Right, he said, my shampoo right here. She waiting right the fuck now.
I said, huh? Huh? What you said? But yeah, she said we got another 10 minutes. Nah,
that's how it's supposed to be. Marry her.
Make no, real. That's make the point count. I'm making. It's not how it's supposed to be.
It's a how? Wait, what?
That's not how it's supposed to be.
What you mean? It's not how it's supposed to be.
If I turn over and some girl's like, "Yo, you gotta wrap that up."
No, what? That's a joke. That's a joke,
man. But you know how girls like women jump in and be like controlling sometimes. You know?
We do because sometimes we have to.
See,
I know I gotta be.
Thank you, Shanti, for saving me because she was making faces that she didn't agree with things that she knew was real.
Sometimes y'all need some help. Y'all need some shepherding.
I'm not even gonna ask
that. What happened? No, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to.
You sure? All right, the door's open.
Armani said he's the open book, Shanti.
I'm an open book, Shanti.
I wish you the best. I wish you so much. I wish you your wildest dreams. You know, because you probably have wild dreams. I wish you that tenfold where you like, what the fuck? Where am I right now?
Nah, the wildest ones though, they get kind of. I don't know about.
Yeah, I think it's important we have wild dreams. Then we can like reel it all in and be like, whoa.
Yeah. What's your wildest dream?
Oh, that's a great question.
What's my wildest dream?
Yeah, your wildest one.
Right now, I can't answer that. I feel ashamed that my wildest dream is attached to money. That feels so basic to me.
Now, what do you mean by that, though? Like,
I think I feel so basic that my wildest dream is like, I can go anywhere that I want to go. I don't have to worry about money, and I think that's basic. I think that that's just so basic.
Well, where would you go? And that's the problem.
It's about how I want to feel. It's about how I want to feel. And I don't know if I know. I think I want to feel a sense of freedom that I don't even know is possible. And I don't think it has anything to do with money. Because I've been to dope places. I've done dope things. I've seen beautiful things before. But I don't think I felt it the way that I could have for whatever reason.
No, I feel that. I think that's what kind of keeps us going, though. It's just this idea that we're chasing something, and that
I don't like that feeling. Antonin knows I don't like that at all.
I love that though. I love it.
That's
I think
not Shanti.
That not reminds me. It reminds me that I'm alive. It reminds me that I have something, because my dad said, by the time you reach your peak, you'll find a new mountain. So it's like by the time you get to wherever your wildest dream is, you'll find something else to be dreaming about.
Doesn't that exhaust you? Doesn't that make you feel like a hamster on a hamster wheel?
Yeah, but when the hamster realizes that he's on a hamster wheel, then what? Does he get off of the hamster wheel?
Yeah, you get off.
And then what?
You rest, drink some water out that motherfucker.
And then you get back on the hamster wheel.
I don't know. Jojo, Antoinette, what's your favorite? What's your
Jojo. What's my what?
Your wildest dream.
It has to do around feeling free, definitely. My wildest dream is probably to never have roots anywhere.
Yeah, I love that idea.
It's to be left wild and then to just go where I please.
And I think it's similar to what you're saying in terms of, I think what makes you nervous, Armani, in love is like feeling like stuck or like locked in a certain way And I'm excited to be in love and to experience love and something really deep with somebody without it being like
confined.
And I think it's possible. And I think that that's like so exciting.
Right. See, I think I do the things that I feel like I fear. So even if I think I've, I may think I fear love, fuck it, I'm gonna fall in love then. because the worst thing that happens is I learn something about myself. The best thing that happens is it works out and everything is, you know, like I found this new found desire and passion and I want to, you know, start a family and whatever. But if none of that happens, I found something out about myself. And there's never nothing wrong about finding something out about yourself. I wish for you both, your wildest dream is not attached to something that derives from this idea of feeling trapped, because you wouldn't want freedom unless you felt like you weren't free in general. I think whether that be like from a monetary standpoint or like from a time standpoint, like my wildest dreams are a lot more momentary or just like supplementary to like this idea that I'm already free. Like, what would I be doing?
The question? I don't remember what you did. What did you say for his wildest
dream? No, I don't think I answered the question. I have a bunch of random wild dreams that are like, man, I wish I could, like my wild dream would be to play for this many people and make an entire crowd of 20,000 people sing this song. Like this past year, I really fell in love with Bohemian Rhapsody. My White Side came out.
I love that.
And like, if I could split a whole crowd up of 20,000 people from like black to white and have all the black people sing like something that we all know, and then have all the white people sing Bohemian Rhapsody, I think that'd be like really
Shanti,
cool.
You know Bohemian Rhapsody, right? You know it if you played it.
Maybe.
Reason I found out, we was at a club in New York. It was 3 a.m. and it came on and all the white people in the club just started singing, Mama, I just killed a man.
Oh yeah, of course.
I was like, what is this? And my homie was like, it's the white people's Mo Bamba. I said, wow. That definitely put it in perspective. But like, it's things like that. It's like, I wanna have, you know, it don't even have to be like, it don't have to be a Bugatti or some shit like that. But I'm like, if me and one of my other friends could be driving on a highway, not a highway, that's really dangerous, but like, if we could be driving on a road and I could jump from one car to another, that'd be cool as fuck. If I could learn how to fly.
Oh, here they go.
If I could learn how to fly a crop duster, that'd be cool as fuck. Like, these are, you know, my wildest dreams are just like, man, I want to do something. You know, and it's not so much at the fact that this idea that I can't do something, or if I was free, I'd be able to do this better. It's just like,
then I can say one of my wildest dreams is to host or to be a part of or help organize a big long dinner table in a beautiful setting. And it's warm outside and we have the best food and the best cocktails and the best wine. And there's people that I love and we're just outside and there's good music.
Bitch, we so can if you want to
dance
tomorrow.
I would love, no, we can't. It's fucking COVID.
Well, it costs
a lot of money to do that.
I don't want to do it with random people.
No, I don't want to do it with random people.
It's not random people. It's invited guests only. That was the one that I went to. I got the plug.
I don't want it to be recorded. I don't want it to be organized.
It's not recorded. They just it's not recorded. See how you're already putting blocks up?
Standing in your own
You're already life. Saying, we can't do that. It's going
to
be...
No, I don't want it to be... I want it to just be like...
It's literally just, you use Crown for the drinks. Everything else they pay for. It's just to get Crown in front of the people that you invited. That's all it is.
That's one thing I would like to do.
And it to be
spontaneous. I don't like red tape. I don't like people saying, oh, you gotta do it like this, you gotta have it like this, you gotta be in this, you gotta do like that. Shit makes my I don't want it to be in those type of red lining, but like specs.
Parameters.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't want it to be in those parameters, then it won't be in those parameters. Antoinette just now. Gave you she, and be because she just now. Gave you the clear cut, like, oh, we could do that, and you were like, no, we can't do it because if we do it,
What I understand of that with if you're gonna have a sponsored liquor person, they need to they're gonna want to be like put us on. Like if you going, I'm not gonna give you all this fucking money for you not to say this was sponsored by Crown Royal. Like, what will be? Why would they do that? And I'm not interested in posting that online, or like, you know what I mean?
No.
Okay. I don't know how sponsorships happen then.
Armani, I think it's interesting too, because I did stalk you for this a little bit. And I think you said you had one part of it is that that freedom is when you do have like these responsibilities. And I think we get caught up in that. And like this motherfucker was like, I had one job and it was at Chipotle for like a week.
No, it was for 30 minutes. It wasn't a week. It was 30 minutes.
Oh, well, 30 fucking minutes. Like, could you imagine? And the rest of it was like, I'm gonna make a way.
But listen, listen. So there was, there might, it might have been today, 10 years ago today, or maybe 11 years ago, it's 2010. I remember playing Wii, and I remember playing Wii in the middle of a snowstorm. There was a snowstorm that happened in 2010. You probably remember that. But, and I had to, like, I was out of school for like 2 weeks straight because it was just every time it looked like he was going to school, it kept snowing again. And
I was, what grade were you in?
Don't worry about it. But they kept pushing the snow back, and they told me that, I just remember I was playing Wii. I was playing Super Mario Galaxy or something. And my mom was like, you got to apply for, whatever. She was telling me that like, at some point I got to start doing this around the house. If not, like in a year, I'm gonna have to maybe apply for a job or like whatever it was. And I just remember thinking in my head, I was like, I can't wait till I get a bunch of money. But not like I can't wait till I get a bunch of money so I can live my life this lavish way or do this differently or go here, go be free. I was like, I can't wait till I can get a bunch of money so that I can do exactly what I'm doing right now. Like nothing different, exactly what I'm doing right now. The only different thing is that nobody can tell me that I can't do this right now. And I guess that's the sense of freedom that like, that's the only sense of freedom that I ever longed for. And at that point, once I got that, it was just like, oh, I don't need freedom to necessarily do anything else. I have it already. You know, like you have, I don't know, you don't like as much as we place these parameters or like just like these ideal constraints around ourselves to say like, we need this or we need to do that. Like that's the same person that says, I can't do a podcast because I don't have the time to do a podcast. The same person that says I can't start a music career because I don't have a time to do a music career, et cetera. Like, I don't know. I just like a lot of times it's just for me, the freedom is there. You just kind of have to accept that you have that freedom and not like not do what she just did. Yeah, not do what she just did when you say, yo, you can have this event. You're like, nah, I can't have that event because you gotta think about this, and this. Gotta be public, gotta get a sponsor, gotta get, but just think about all the good things or the things that the ways that it can go right. And then just do that. I don't know. That's just the way I like live and it's been working out.
And it's been working out, huh?
Yeah, I've been winging life for a while now.
Damn. Armani.
What's your wildest dream though? You never told me.
Me?
Yeah.
I said that. I said my wildest dream is to literally never have roots anywhere, but for my roots to be everywhere, to be able to just pick up and go.
Do that.
Yeah.
You can do that. Of all the people that can do that, you can do that. Similar.
I don't feel like I can. So I have to examine why I don't feel like that.
But no,
I think for me, money is such a limit. Money always feels like this thing and investments. And I'm like, I need to invest in a house. I need to invest in a property. I need to this. I need to that. I need to create, you know.
Generational wealth.
Not generational wealth, because I don't even know if I'm going to have any fucking kids. Like, the clock is ticking. But I'm also like, not generational wealth, you know, income when it's just, what is it called? Come on.
Passive income.
Yes, passive income, so that I can do X, Y, and Z, and I can this and I can that. And it's so interesting, like.
But then what would you do?
I would just be. I don't think I've had the ability to do what you're saying, like the idea of like just existing and doing simple life shit without, like, I want to do a podcast because I enjoy a podcast, not because I'm like, all right, I gotta do this so I could get here. Like, I just want to be and really have time to take shit in, because like, you don't know me that well, but like, I work hard. And I've been doing that. And like, it's like the hamster wheel of like, I got to keep doing. And it's like, I don't want to wake up and be 60, but I also have these things I want to do. But right now I need capital to do them. I need capital to get here. I need to, you know, like that type shit.
Right. Well, I think the reason I'm saying this is because freedom is a fairy tale that we tell ourselves to sleep at night. I'm serious. It's like, and I had to create, you have to create your own freedom at some point. So I had to create my own freedom because my mom told me I can be a rapper when I finish my SATs. Then when I figure out what college I'm going to, then when I finish college. And I knew, I stopped there because I knew after I finished college, it was going to be then when I get a job. And then, you know, and by that point, I don't even want to do this shit anymore. And so I had to create what my own idea of, at least, you know, periodic freedom was, like, you know, like, what's freedom for me right now? And then, and I don't know, in 2 months, I'll ask that question again. In 2 years, I'll ask that question again. But it's this idea that we give ourselves to say, like, once I do all these things, it's going to be done.
I have license.
Yeah. I'm going to be good. But by the time you reach that peak, by the time you reach the last thing on that list, you'll figure out a million other things you need to get done. So like, what, you know, if you're romanticizing or chasing this idea that I need passive income or I need money, you'll realize you need money for a lot more things than, you know what I mean? Like, then you'll be like, all right.
Have a problem.
Yeah, exactly. Now I needed 50,000 a year. Now I need 75. And once I realized I needed 75, I needed 150,000. I don't know how the hell I was getting around with 50,000 in the first place. You know what I'm saying? And it just kind of keeps going and keeps going. It's like, you really gotta, I mean, you speaking to somebody who I missed every chance to be a part of anything in high school, from prom to sports to, you know, because I wanted to be a rapper. I missed college because I wanted to be a rapper. And now everybody else has like these, you know, these little seeds that they planted across different, you know, different walks of their life, from college to high school and everything. And I was just making music or at the studio or something like that, that I didn't really get to make these, you know, relationships. But yeah, you just kind of create whatever it is your freedom looks like, and you live within that.
Oh, another bar. Create whatever it is your freedom looks like. I guess that's the thing. You got to define what that is. And I've been toying with the idea of like, it's funny because I was thinking to myself, like, I was asking myself, what do I need? Because I have this prompt on my mirror. I'm looking at it and I ask myself every day, and it's like, what are you open to receiving today? And I realized I was like struggling to answer that because I hadn't established what it was that I needed. And now I'm figuring out like, what is it that you need versus what is it that you think you're supposed to have based off of what everybody else is saying and like where you're at in life and all this bullshit. Yeah. And I'm like, oh no, it's tricky.
Well, I mean, a big question is, what is your long table dinner dream look like?
Yeah.
Because both of y'all in different iterations said y'all wanted freedom. That was y'all wildest dream, was freedom. And then when we decoded it, Shanti said, I want to throw this really big, you know, I want to throw the Last Supper, essentially.
Mine is literally just to be able to just pick up and go.
But that's my
to dream. Explore.
My wildest dream could be I want to get Barack Obama on the phone. What I'm asking you is, what are you saying to Barack Obama? Like, if your wildest dream is to pick up and go, where do you
go? Oh, I want to, but that's the thing. I don't want to limit it. Like, I want to pick up and go. I don't want to pick up and go and like stay. I want to go here and then I want to go there. And I just want to travel and explore and meet new people and have these little, like, have these little seeds everywhere. Where, like, I realize, like, I come alive when I'm like traveling and learning new culture. Like, that's what I want. That I love it. And like to explore the many different parts of me where like I'm a type A person, but I'm also like super creative. And I'm also like, and having these different places where I can just be all that and not to feel like I have to be all of that at once. Like I really like the idea of reinventing myself. So like if I'm in Bali and I decide I want to explore this side of myself, I want to explore the artistic side of myself, I want to perform, I'm gonna do that shit over there. And then if I go to Japan, I'm like, actually, I fucking love interior design as well. I'm gonna do that here. Like, I just want to be able to pick up and just be able to be all the things that I am. And it doesn't have to be at once.
There's a guy named,
Shout out to Gotta Go to Bed, child. But go ahead. I'm
really, really quick, really quick. There, you know the Whole Foods on South Street? So I'm walking down there with my sister one day. And you know, there's things you like kind of, you notice them when you walk by, but it doesn't register in your head what happened until you're like maybe a block or two down. You might have seen like a homeless person or something. We're walking to Whole Foods and we passed like, we feel like a block down the street. And I stopped and I said, that homeless guy was just playing a flute through his nose. My sister's like, what? I was like, no, that homeless. So I run back and there's this guy, he's like packing up. I said, excuse me, were you playing a flute through your nose? He said, yeah. And he's like, there's, you know, he said, when I was in Hawaii, I learned, he said, I forgot the guy's name, but he said, the guy told me, the breath that comes from your nose is pure because it can never tell a lie. Unlike the breath that comes from your mouth, you can tell fib, people lie all day. So I was like, he's telling me these things, but I asked him to play it again. And I'm recording it. He's like, yeah, so recording it. But he turned out to be this guy named Iron Gump. Iron Gump is just like, he's more or less mythological. He lives through these stories that I'm giving you right now, but I have no actual information on him. Like, I don't know his birthday, his real name or anything. He just pops up and he plays the flute through his nose. He's like Andre Benjamin before Andre Benjamin was doing this in Philly. But he's like, he played on the Thanksgiving song, a bunch of different things, but he's like, more or less, he is exactly everything you're saying. It's just, he kind of picked up and just traveled the world. And he, like, his whole body is a tattoo. If you Google him, he'll probably pop up or something, but his whole body is a tattoo. He does like yoga instructions and stuff like that. But anytime I talk to him, I learn something new. He had like a wife in Russia at one point. I was trying to get him in the studio, he was like, yeah, man. Like, I was like, are you available next week? He's like, I'm not sure yet. I think I might go down to like Brazil or something and just play my flute in the rainforest. I'm like, yeah, it's crazy. I said, look, I'm gonna call you next week. He did not answer the phone for like a month. And he hit me up like, yo, man, what's going on? Were you trying to go to the studio? I'm like, bro, I was calling you. He said, yeah, I was in Brazil playing flute in the rainforest. If you look in his eyes, you can tell he's just one of those people that whatever it is he wanted to do in life, he did it.
Yes. Like
he didn't sit down, try and compromise about the idea. He didn't sell it so short. He didn't think about all the reasons why not. He just did it. And that is, I guess that's the breath of air that I'm speaking through right now is, I don't know. I met that guy and I realized that like he probably, I don't know what his monthly or yearly income looks like, right. But I know whatever he wanted to do, he did it. You know what I'm saying?
And that's it right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Armani, if that means anything.
I really, listen, kid, I am really rooting for you. I don't know you like that, I'm rooting for you. I'm sending you energy. I want to see you win, whatever that looks like for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I really do. And I have to ask you, do I have, because I want to jam you up because we was talking about your possible lady or whatever. So but do I have your permission? Because I think I want to use this audio and put it out first because I want people to hear this like this week, just like a bonus. Like, put this audio out and then have the other interview where like they get to know you and then we're going to get into like the music stuff.
For sure.
Do I need to cut anything out from this?
Yo, that part where you almost thought I said something about the gay guy. No, I'm playing. Yo, yo, I think we cleaned up everything. Whatever. I'm also recording on my laptop too, so everything.
I know we're stopped recording, so we're gonna have to use our Zoom audio. But you send me the files. Okay. Send me the files because I think it's important. This is a great conversation. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, you enjoy
Thank you
for being here. Enjoy your hair wash.
I don't know if it's happening anymore. I might go to sleep, but
but you gotta get up in the morning.
Yeah, I gotta do it early. Matter of fact, I gotta get my phone fixed at 9 a.m.
Oh, never mind.
King of Prussia. But yeah.
King of Prussia.
That's the only one that's open right now. Everything is shut down.
It's a snowstorm.
Yeah.
How you getting out there?
Uber.
Oh, that.
Yeah, I mean,
at the he got Uber money to go to King of Prussia, girl. That is way over $50.
Oh my God, that's why you talk about freedom, girl. Oh my God, he's free.
Yeah, damn. Right.
Trick on me. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate you. So send me this so I could get this out. I want to try to get this out like tomorrow.
Okay.
Night.
All right. Well, let me press the files right now so I can send them over. All right.
Shanti, I love you. I'll talk to you.
$100 in quarters and one pint. Bang, 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 hey, I got it in.
How many?
24/7 ain't gone from a day job. Fuck it, we lookin' to wake up. Me bumpin', keep fuckin' the makeup. I take my pick. I know Bimbo does who paid all day my dip. Tell my friends, roll up, she hate the way I get. I'm on some other shit, fresh out the covenant. Convincing mama that I'm going to church. Count us that publishing, you be the judge. If it's youngest, it's still getting booked by my coverage. I put in work. When them niggas go to bed, work. When them niggas get ahead, work. I ain't social on no network. Tell my social in my network. Send it to a man, I ain't come up with no plans for you, shorty. I wish you stop asking questions. You got the answer to, shorty. Just jump in the front or jump in the bus. You get what I waste, I get what I want. Forget about breaks, it's black or kind. So black folks, fellas, man, I rain from the count. No, I'm 4-5. I'm 21-5. It's all day. Feed me lies like I fuck with the squires. What they all say. I thank God. Hobbies turned to a job. Ain't no off day. Plus, we did this all way. Back up in this one.
And it be right back. Freaking a tweet, but it be like that. Every once in a month, get a reply back. She pump from the money, grow nitty, pop out of honey. Both same old stop from a running. No, they ain't one.
Hey, where I come from?
City with a nigga made a pop and pocket snatching glass in them, but I dropped the top and traffic dash. But
hey, shut the door, bitch. You keep letting all the funk out.
Pick him up, stick him up, pick him up. Hey, vixen on, visit on, vixen on. Brick and roll, big and roll, bitch on, no big and no stuff. And so much that it's super broke. Hey, hey, run the set, it look like sugar on it. Hey. I might pull up by myself, you know I'm good for it. Hey, hit you with me.
Stubbing and please myself. Take a knee down and three down, I see myself. Got a team and make, I'm bringing back to ease myself. Shit, how many times I gotta repeat myself? And I fly, fly, 21 fly. Shit, it's all day. Feed me lies like I'm fucking the squad. It's what they all say. I thank God, hobbies turn to a job. Ain't no off day. Plus, we did this all way. Back up in this one more day.
Right here.
I came a long way. I came a long way. We got that long way. I came a long way. I got that long way. We got that long way. I came a long way. I came a long way. Long way.
Hey y'all, Antoinette here, and I am inviting you. Hey y'all, Antoinette here, and I am inviting you to take a bite out of summer with HelloFresh. From chef-curated seasonal recipes to their very new Fresh and Fit summer menu, HelloFresh brings flavor right to your door. And if you're looking to eat well this summer, HelloFresh's menu features calorie smart and protein smart lunch and dinner options. HelloFresh makes it easy to reach your food goals with flavor recipes that will definitely leave you feeling satisfied. Also, HelloFresh gets that you want options when it comes to what to make for dinner, not just the same old tired thing all the time. That's why they offer 40 recipes to choose from. Did you get that? 40 recipes to choose from every single week. So you'll never get bored and you can always find something new to try and love. Listen, it's peak time for summer produce and HelloFresh makes sure you get all of the best picks all season long. Their ingredients travel from the farm to your door in less than 7 days for a quality you can taste. I recently made the Gouda Vibes Burger with tomato, onion, jam, and potato wedges, and I must say, this was one of the best burgers I have ever had. It was absolutely delicious. All of the ingredients were fresh, they were quality, and they were bursting with flavor. So what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/ATWCurls50 and use code ATWCurls50 for 50% off plus free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/ATWCurls50 and use code ATWCurls50 for 50% off plus free shipping.